From a distance, it seems like Iraq is at risk of collapse. But in Baghdad, there's still plenty of time for a struggle for political power. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is still fighting to stay in office and, in a speech last night, resisted calls for his resignation. But just hours ago, the president of that country nominated another man, Iraq's deputy speaker of parliament, to try to form a government instead of Nouri al-Maliki. The Washington Post Loveday Morris is following this story from Baghdad. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks very much.
So would you describe for us what the president's role is here and what it is he has done?
Well, the president of Iraq is largely a ceremonial role, but he has one major task, which is to appoint the largest bloc in parliament to nominate their candidate for prime minister. Today we had the largest bloc in parliament, or at least they argue that they are. They submitted a letter to the president saying, with 127 signatures backing Haider Abadi for the role of prime minister. So Haider Abadi has now been called upon to form a government.
Haider Abadi, that's the deputy speaker of parliament. So this would be someone who would become prime minister, assuming he can assemble a governing coalition, become prime minister instead of Nouri al-Maliki, right?
Right, and he has 127 names behind him already, just from the Shia politicians. So it does look likely that he'd be able to get the support to form a government, yes.
So what is Nouri al-Maliki's next move, the current prime minister?
Well, that's what everyone's waiting to see, really. Potentially, he could make things very messy. He has forces loyal to him. There are militias that are loyal to him, but then at the end of the day, their actual final loyalty is to Iran, which has cut Maliki loose. So even if he really tries to grip on, it could be the case that he doesn't have many avenues to go down. But still, in the short term, he could make things very difficult.
Now, let's just remember why it is that there is so much controversy here. This is a country that is at war, largely at war with itself. This group, ISIS, or the Islamic State, has taken over much of the northern part of the country and continues to make gains. Why is it, just remind us, that many people in Iraq are demanding a new leader at this time?
Right. Well, Maliki's critics basically argue that he is partially responsible for the breakup of the country, the de facto breakup of the country, for ISIS making all these gains in the West and the Mahdi, in Anbar, in up in Mosul.
Sunni areas mostly.
Yes, exactly. He's completely isolated the Sunnis. He's accused of stoking sectarianism and playing on those sort of sectarian tones to sort of stay in power.
You know, you just used the phrase de facto breakup of the country. I'm trying to understand this from a distance. We do have this group ISIS, which has taken over many largely Sunni areas. Of course, Shiites, who dominate the government, still have Baghdad and southern Iraq. And the Kurds are trying to hold on to their slice of northern Iraq. Are people talking now as if Iraq is finally partitioned in the way that many analysts had been forecasting, expecting, or even demanding for many years?
I think there's definitely no doubt, you know, the de facto facts on the ground. You do have ISIS declaring their caliphate. You have the Kurds in the north talking about a referendum. And then, obviously, the Shia south. So no one can deny that there are huge fractures in the country. People are talking about slightly different forms of government, more autonomy for different provinces, which might be more suited to this country. But as far as a full breakup is concerned, I think even the Kurds are looking towards Baghdad and willing to give a new government a chance before they fully pull away. So I think, you know, as far as the breakup of the country is concerned, that's still a long way off.
Loveday Morris of the Washington Post is in Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.